It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Let's welcome tonight's guest. Like the Declaration of Independence, he's covered in ink. His book, American Crusade, comes out May 19th. Fox and Friends weekend co-host Pete Hegseth. He's so patriotic, his alarm clock is the Liberty Bell. Retired U.S. Marine Corps bomb technician and Fox News contributor Joey Jones. She deserves a citation for her isolation. Host of Sincerely Cat on Fox Nation, Cat Timpf. And he's back. A high five from him will put you in another state. My massive sidekick and host of Nuff Said on Fox Nation, Tyrus. Yes. Will there be MLB? Major League Baseball is discussing ways to start their season during the pandemic. One idea, play all games in Arizona in empty ballparks. Nude. No, that was my idea. Anyway, the 10 spring training facilities in Chase Field in Phoenix are all within 50 miles of each other. Apparently, some federal officials support the plan because it could serve as a model on how to reignite the economy. Players would be sequestered, moving only between fields and hotels, making it hard for groupies like me to sneak in. And instead of sitting in the dugout, they'd sit 6 feet away from each other in the stands. There'd be no high fives or French kissing. The plan might also include other variations, like seven-inning games and an electronic strike zone to keep umps away from the players. Meanwhile, the Rakuten Monkeys, a pro team in Taiwan, will use robot mannequins to simulate fans at their games. They'll even be programmed to hold up signs. So, Joey, I have a theory that change doesn't come unless it's forced upon you. Could this be an amazing opportunity to remake baseball into something that's watchable?
You don't need to remake something that's been the pastime for over 100 years. Baseball's fine. Listen. This is the worst sports idea since someone drafted Johnny Manziel. This is like saying you don't have to tailor your margarita, so let's just mix lime juice and O'Doul's. You know, it's like this is not the same thing. Plus, they want to change the rules, and these are rules they'll probably change and keep because it allows people to be lazy. And just for the record on the whole robot mannequin thing, this is a job made for me. Unfortunately, some robots can still get the virus. But I will say those robots looked more lively than most Miami Marlins fans. So go Braves.
Tyrus, I think that like if they change this to seven inning games, that is the bet. Because isn't the problem with baseball is that it's too long, too slow, and too baseball-y?
Look, Greg, I'm going to let you pass with your insults. But no, the game is great. But let's be honest for a second. Baseball has the last 2 out of 3 World Series have been tainted with cheating and stuff. Ooh. This is a bad idea. I think they're better off just chalking up, letting this year go by, focus on helping with charities and doing positive things in the community and come back in 2021 and give everyone a chance to catch their breath from the awful scandal we've had to endure with baseball. I love baseball. I'm a diehard Red Sox fan. One of those World Series was ours. I don't think we earned it with the cheating. So I think in trying to get some kind of montage game together in Arizona is a bad idea. Just the season's over. Let it go.
Are we on PBS right now? The first sports league that opens up wins, all right? It would become a national obsession. Listen, I don't want an electric ump, but it might need to happen. It might need to be 7 games. We all know we're not watching 162 games of baseball. Cut the season in half. Let people watch it and love it. It would be a rallying cry for the nation. If anything, the NBA should beat them to it. The first sports league to open up will be a rally for this nation. People watch those games in ways they never have. These are young, fit men who can do this, and if you're smart about it, you can play the game. Listen, it's not hard. Get out there and play. It'll rally the nation, and you can do it in a smart way. I don't care if it's Arizona. I don't care where it is. You know, come on.
You know, Kat, you have been on this story since day one.
Yeah.
What? Yeah, can you give us the research?
No, I actually have a very passionate point about the robot mannequins.
Okay.
This is a horrible, stupid, dangerous idea. They can hold up signs. Great. Guess what they cannot do? They cannot walk. How do the mannequins get into the stadium? People are going to have to bring them in there. So all you're doing is you're bringing in people to bring in these mannequins, and you're going to spread coronavirus. So bad idea. Bad, bad, bad. I'm so glad I finally got to get that off my chest.
All right. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
Are you busy fretting about your wedding? It's spring. It's supposed to be wedding season, but not this year. No, thousands of couples had to postpone their nuptials, putting a $74 billion industry to a screeching halt. No flowers, no cake, no subpar cutlet with the twice-baked potato and four wax beans. And worse, no drunken bridesmaids knife-fighting in the parking lot. I always put my money on the redhead. Now, even though bars are closed, dating apps are surging. Bumble has seen a 23% spike in sent messages in NYC, mostly from Lou Dobbs saying, "Greg, leave me alone." It's a good time for those who are interested in attention, but not commitment. All right, Kat, is the pandemic the ultimate test for a relationship? Or would you just like to tackle the whole marriage thing? Isn't that in your future?
Marriage? I think it is going to be in my future, which is, I don't get it. But I think, it's going to happen. I don't think he likes the crazy. But I actually think that this, a silver line, like, right, he must be crazy. The silver lining is I might be able to get the wedding I've always dreamed of if things change,
which would
is
be?
I want to be married either by a robot or a hologram of Pope John Paul II.
Oh, wow. That is great.
Every little girl's dream.
It truly is. Do you know, I think what's really missing is you never hear Tyrus about eloping. I guess I eloped. We ran off to the justice of the peace. The word is great. Elopement.
Yeah, it sounds like a great idea to elope. It's just a little difficult with social distancing. Right. I think for any guy who's got cold feet, it's never been a better time to say, "Honey, I want this so bad, but let's wait. As soon as it's cleared over, I will find the tallest mountain, the biggest crowd, the largest band. We'll make this happen. But until then, we wait. We just wait. It's not me. Not me. I want this.
It's the pandemic.
But it's a pandemic. What are you going to do?
Man, you know, you can blame so many things on the pandemic.
Yeah.
Oh, I never even thought of that.
Constantly. I do. Always. Who took the trash out? Pandemic.
Yes, exactly.
Who was up all night watching Forensic Files? What do you want me to do? It's a pandemic, you know?
Yeah.
So whose child's that? Oh, it's the pandemic.
Oh, jeez. You know,
so there's a lot of stuff going on.
The pandemic baby. Pete, you recently got married.
This is the ultimate crucible. This is the ultimate relationship tester. Hey, how committed are you to wedded bliss? Forget about all the crowds and the ceremonies and the money. Let's just get married now. We can do it online. And we're together then, together in this moment, married in wedded bliss. Or are you saying, I need the ceremony to validate it. I need all the people there. I need the pomp and circumstance. And either way you cut, man or woman, it could be revealing about your motivation. So I feel like these are tough conversations couples are having, you know, isn't it about marriage or is it about the wedding?
And, yes.
It's about the Pope John Paul II hologram.
I support that 100%.
It's about the pandemic. It's the pandemic.
You know what, Joey? I can't think of a worse job than wedding planner.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah, I mean, think about that.
I agree.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
I'd rather be a divorce planner.
There's probably more money in that. More than a lot. But listen,
yes,
I was a single Marine for 6 years, 10 years ago, before these apps were around. What I can tell you is happening right now is that young Marines are saving so much money not going out to bars and taking just as many women home right now during this pandemic. But on top of that, that's funny, right?
I'm scandalized.
You got to think it through for a minute. Right?
It's good. Yeah, it's good.
Just striking out. But on top of that, you know, I'm a dad of a baby girl, and if there's ever going to be another coronavirus, I wouldn't mind it being at least 18 years from now, because if I can get out of paying for a $20,000 or $30,000 wedding, I'm okay with that. And lastly, one thing that I thought of in this segment, if you can have you know, if you can have conference calls over Zoom and date over the internet, can you get married teleconferencing? And so can you get married without being in, you know, and so how many of these people are going to get catfished into marrying, you know, Jay and Silent Bob in their basement, and they're thinking it's a supermodel. And now they have a financial obligation.
Yeah, there's probably nothing worse than marrying a catfish. Anyway, thanks to Pete Hegseth, Joey Jones, Kat Tippett-Tyrus. I'm Greg Gutfeld. Be safe. I love you, America.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.